In North Square sits the oldest structure in Boston, the Paul Revere House, built in 1680. It is one of few remaining 17th century buildings in a major city in the United States. The Paul Revere House sits on the site of the Second Church of Boston. The famous Puritan minister, Increase Mather, and his family, including his son Cotton Mather, lived here from 1670 until it was destroyed in the Great Fire of 1676. Paul Revere lived in the house for 30 years, from 1770 to 1800. Every March 5th, on the anniversary of the Boston Massacre, Paul Revere would hang his etching of the Boston Massacre in his front window. Paul was forced to leave Boston in 1775 when the American Revolution began. He left the house with his wife and 15 of his 16 children and moved to Cambridge. He left his 14-year-old son to stay and keep watch on the house for the 10 months he was in Cambridge. By the mid-1800s, the house had become an immigrant tenement, and the ground floor was remodeled for use as shops. It housed a candy store, a cigar factory, a bank, and a produce business. In 1902, Paul Revere's great-grandson, John P. Reynolds, Jr., purchased the building. Over the next few years, money was raised, and the Paul Revere Memorial Association formed to preserve and renovate the building. In April of 1908, the Paul Revere House opened its doors to the public as one of the earliest historic house museums in the United States, and the museum welcomes visitors today for a small fee. Follow the trail to the Paul Revere Prado, and you will be at one of the most photographed statues in Boston, the Paul Revere statue.
Next stop.
This statue sits in the shadow of the Old North Church, which made Paul Revere famous, and will be our next stop.